Welcome to the FPMT Introductory Program, Discovering Buddhism. This course covers the subject of mind and its potential according to the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. This is not a recording of an actual course. Rather, it is intended to be recorded notes covering the material contained in the course. It is a reference for you to use in conjunction with the required and suggested reading, the accompanying recorded meditations, the required and suggested integration practices, and question and answer sessions or discussions with your teachers and other students. If you are doing this course on your own, some of that discussion, which can flesh out the material and bring new ideas and insights to your study, reflection, and meditation, may have to be done by correspondence, email, or even occasional travel to a Dharma center. It is important to include in your study this element, communicating with others regarding your understanding of the material, to avoid misconceptions and to enhance your learning process. Students have a great deal to offer one another during this process of study and meditation, and should be neither shy nor arrogant about relating to fellow students. At certain points during the recordings, I will suggest that you stop listening and begin one of the meditations. I highly recommend that you do this because they are intended to deepen your understanding and begin the process of integrating this material. Doing any of the meditations just once will usually not bring much result. So please begin to include these meditations in your daily routine. I will discuss the matter of daily meditation later. This course and all the others in the Discovering Buddhism program are intended to be experiential courses. If one merely wishes out of curiosity to study the material from the scriptures and philosophical treatises of Tibetan Buddhism, this is not necessarily the place to start. Although, if you do, you may find yourself getting more involved than you intended. This course is definitely for those of you who are looking for practical ways to engage with Buddhism and to begin to transform your lives. Therefore, it is necessary to include all the aspects of the courses as outlined in the workbook for students: reading, discussions, meditations, exams, and so forth. If you are doing this course for accreditation, this is obviously essential. In addition to going into depth with your meditations, it is important to begin now to read the required texts for this course. So as you go through these recorded notes, the reading will round out your understanding of the mind. I suggest you begin with one of Lama Thubten Yeshe's books, Make Your Mind an Ocean, or Becoming Your Own Therapist. The study of Buddhism is the study of your mind, or consciousness. Knowing the mind is fundamental to your understanding of all the teachings and methodologies that have come down to us from the Buddha himself and all the other teachers who have followed in his wake. This course is introductory in nature. We will just begin to touch on the vast material available in the Tibetan tradition on the subject of the mind. What we will do here is a bit like dipping our toes in the water at the beach. Beyond that first shallow riffle is a vast and deep ocean waiting to be explored and full of delights. This is a subject that is studied for years by monks in all the Buddhist traditions throughout the world. So don't think for a moment that this one short course will tell you all you need to know. What it will do is help you to begin a process of discovery, inner discovery, which may open your mind to the possibility of new perspectives on your own reality. Whether we are conscious of it or not, we non-Tibetans come to the study of Tibetan Buddhism with a heavy loading of philosophical and religious ideas, which are not necessarily in conflict with Buddhism, but which may often be so. Our world view. So be prepared to look deeply into your own mind to discover its nature, its functions, and the profound depths of its potential, and into the particular mindset generated by your culture and society, religious background and environment, and the upbringing you have had within your family. Above all, in embarking on this study, your study and practice should be enjoyable. If you are not having a good time, check up. Something is wrong. Usually, our approach. Maybe you are pushing too hard or have too many expectations. Perhaps you have not found the most conducive way for you yourself to practice. Check and use your wisdom to discover the problem, and then fix it. Sometimes, however, we need help to see what the problem is, and to understand the best way to alleviate it. Do not wait for a disaster. Do not wait until you are so disgusted that you give up altogether. Seek help wherever you can find it, from your teachers, from other practitioners, at Dharma centers, and so forth. But by all means, get help to work out what the problem is, and then find the methods to fix the problem and continue with your study and practice.